Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. This month, we're talking about sex and relationships. Specifically today, we're going to be talking about pornography and how the messages we receive from pornography can affect the way we view ourselves, view our relationships, and view sex. For better or for worse, pornography is part of the world we live in. The other day, I went to a museum here in Pittsburgh, and they had an exhibit of Pompeii. And for those of you who don't know, Pompeii was a city that was destroyed in 79 AD by a volcano, Mount Vesuvius. And what was cool about the exhibit is they had all sorts of things that had been buried in the ash below after the volcano exploded. So they had household items, they had cups and clay vases, marble statues, they had some gladiator armor. But guess what else they had? Tucked up on the third floor, over in the corner, was erotic art. Pictures and statues of people having sex. So 2,000 years ago, before they had electricity, people were spending their time making, creating, and looking at pornography. I'll go out on a limb and say, I think pornography is probably here to stay. Let me begin by saying, I don't have a problem with pornography. I don't have an issue with pornography. I know people complain that it objectifies women and that it's exploitive to women. And all that's probably true. But I also think it's probably true that most people don't really care. They've just sort of accepted that that's just part of the world we live in. So for me, this isn't an issue of morality. As I've said before, it's not about right or wrong for me. For me, it's about whether something is working or not working, whether it's healthy or not healthy. So why is porn something that deserves discussing? And for me, the reason is because we've all seen porn. And if you're a man, you've probably seen a lot of porn. I read the other day that the average man starts viewing pornography for the first time around 13 years of age. And we all pretty much know that once someone starts looking at pornography, they probably continue looking at pornography kind of throughout their life. You don't usually put that genie back in the bottle. The problem is there isn't anything that really counterbalances this. Ask the average man how many porn videos they've watched, and their eyes are going to gloss over, and they're going to tell you they can't count that high. Ask the average man how many books on a relationship they've ever read, and they're going to look at you and be able to give you a really solid number, usually zero. See, for me, the problem isn't with pornography. The problem is the messages that come from pornography. And the problem for me with those messages is that a lot of people internalize these messages, and they're not even aware that they have them. They're not even aware that these things influence the decisions that they make or that the way they view relationships. But if we're able to take a step back and look at some of the messages that are sent through pornography, we're going to have a much better idea of why we view things the way we do and what changes we can make in our relationship so that things can become better. So what messages does pornography convey and how does this affect relationships? And for me, there are a couple different things. One of the messages that pornography sends is that sex is just sex, right? One of the biggest problems I have with pornography is that it takes sex completely out of context, meaning that sex and pornography isn't the result of two people in a relationship. It's about two people having sexual intercourse. Which I think is fine when you're single and looking to mingle, or if you're on spring break and you just want to hook up, I think, you know, saying, I just want to have sex sort of as a physical activity, I think it's perfectly fine. Problem is when we take this approach and we put it into a relationship to where sex is just sex, even in a relationship, that's when things start becoming problematic. For me, viewing sex out of context is problematic for a couple different reasons. One is there's much more to a relationship than sex, but all of that is ignored. I mean, women in porn, they never have their period. They never have a bad day at work. They never have to tell the kids to shut up. They just walk in, drop their clothes, and off we go. But life's not like this. Anybody that's been in a relationship for 10 minutes knows life isn't like this. In life, people have bad days. People are tired. People have arguments and don't feel like having sex. If I believe sex is what is and should be driving our relationship, then not having sex means something's wrong. But that may or may not be the case. It could just be that me and my partner aren't on the same page sexually today. The other reason why taking sex out of context is problematic is because if sex is just a physical activity, then things that usually are unimportant in life become much more important. For instance, if it's just about sex, then how big someone's dick is actually is a relevant consideration. Whether or not I can give a woman an orgasm is actually really important if it's just about sex. The problem is, these things don't actually matter in a real relationship. I've talked to countless people over the years, and I have yet to hear anyone say, our marriage is okay, but his dick is kind of small. Never heard it. Not once. If the focus is on the physical, there are a lot of other aspects of the relationship that gets ignored. Like pretty much everything else. Like pretty much every other area of intimacy that we've discussed. I mean, think about it. Have you ever seen emotional, intellectual, or moral intimacy in pornography? Maybe. Maybe there's some porn that touches on these things. But I promise you, even if you find one that has this type of intimacy in there, it's just part of the lead up to sex, which is pretty much exactly what we don't want to be doing, right? Another message that pornography sends about sex is that sex is supposed to be exhaustive and exhausting. Watch your average pornography, and very few times you're going to see a man and a woman or a man and a man or a woman, whatever, just kiss and have missionary sex. Not usually. Usually it's 10 minutes of this, 15 minutes of that, three different positions like this, two positions like that. My point is, according to pornography, every sexual encounter should include everything all the time. But what if it doesn't? What if my wife doesn't like certain things? Or what if we only have 10 minutes before the kids get home and we want a quickie? Well, either one, I'm always going to feel like my sex life is incomplete, or I'm going to start feeling like something's wrong in the relationship with me and my partner. Another message that pornography conveys is that there are certain expectations that I should have for myself and my partner. Pornography is full of subtle messages. Again, it's not the messages themselves that are terrible. They're not. They're just very one-sided, and they can be very problematic as you're sort of forming your idea of what a relationship is. So what are some of the messages that pornography sends about expectations? And one is that a man should always be ready for sex. I mean, have you ever watched a porn where the guy turns down sex? I haven't. But what if my wife and I have been fighting and I don't feel like having sex? Or say I'm going through some personal issues and I'm not feeling sexual. Well, if a man is always supposed to be ready for sex and I'm not feeling it, then there must be something wrong, either with me or with my partner for not being able to make me more interested in sex. Another expectation is that a woman should always have an orgasm. There are plenty of porn videos where the man's unable to satisfy a woman. But make no mistake, these guys are not the heroes of the story. They're the cause of the problem. They're the butt of the joke. And then a younger, better hung dude comes in and saves the day. Problem is, there are all sorts of reasons why my partner might not have an orgasm. Maybe we both drank too much and we're not at our best. In the course of a lifetime, a few missed orgasms isn't a big deal. Unless you've been conditioned to think it's required. Then, any time one of us doesn't have an orgasm, we should be pulling the alarm. So what's the takeaway? How can you reframe the way you view pornography to put it into its proper context? And for me, there are a couple different things. I think the first is to remember what pornography is. Pornography is fantasy. It's not the way life operates for most people. Pornography for me is like professional wrestling. Everything is oversized and we already know how it's going to end. As long as we remember that that's true, we're in safe territory. We're in good shape. The other thing to remember is that pornography is for entertainment, not for education. It's funny, everywhere else in the world, we understand that movies aren't real life. Most people know that I don't rent a movie expecting to learn how to fly a plane. I rent a movie so that I can watch a movie. We have to remember this with pornography as well. And the last thing to remember is that pornography serves a purpose. I used to make a joke when I worked in the prison that I've seen lots of pornography, but I can't tell you how any of them ever ended. Meaning, most people put on pornography, masturbate, and then they go on with the rest of their lives. Pornography is just a means to an end. It's just something to stimulate them sexually. And I think that's fine. The problem is when porn starts becoming more than that. When it starts becoming something that becomes an obsession, or when it's something that starts encompassing a lot of your lifestyle. See, the way we view sex affects the way we view relationships. Making sure that the messages we have about sex are healthy and are the right ones is really important to making sure that our view of a relationship is healthy and on the right track. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow the show at Into the Fix on Instagram and Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week. We're going to be talking about how to accept your partners the way they are. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.